Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everyone, I'm back. It's me, Reed Galen. As you may have noticed, I don't host the Lincoln Project podcast anymore, but thankfully it's in Rick's capable hands. I left LP back in July to focus on the union, the grassroots organization that we created within the Lincoln Project back in early 2022. But today I'm excited to announce my brand new podcast, The Homefront. You'll get the same illuminating information about the pro-democracy movement from the smartest people in the fight today. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. I look forward to continuing our American journey together. And now, the first episode of The Homefront. Welcome to The Homefront. I'm your host, Reed Galen. Well, guys, this is the inaugural episode of my new show, and I could not be happier that you are here with me. Guys, we have just a couple of months now until Election Day 2024. And you know, guys, I like to say that when I spent 5 weeks in Florida during the 2000 recount, that I would not have seen anything crazier or more insane than I did that month. And let me tell you guys, every year since then, almost 25 years later, has been more wild and unpredictable than anything I could have possibly imagined. It's almost like an earthquake. It moves logarithmically, not arithmetically. And so here we are, guys. We started the year with a different Democratic nominee. We started the year with Donald Trump being poised to win his primary, but still having to fight off Nikki Haley in some places to the tune of 15 or 20%. But now here we are, finally, 60 days left, 2 months left to Election Day. Voters will be voting, guys, in just a couple of weeks. Some of you listening to this will be getting your ballots in the mail within 10, 14 days. And I hope when you do get those ballots, you will vote for the pro-democracy candidates up and down your ballot, the people that you know will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I'll tell you, guys, it has been an incredible thing to be able to talk to tens of thousands of Americans on shows like this, on television, on other people's podcasts, but now to be back with you. And I'm going to be traveling the country. Pennsylvania's coming up. Nevada's coming up. North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, they're all coming up. I'll be telling the stories of people I'm seeing in those places. I'll be telling the stories of Republicans and Democrats alike who are now in the pro-democracy movement. They are supporting Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States. That, guys, we are on the cusp, right there on the edge of being able to say that Donald Trump has been pushed to the ash heap of history, that we can look in the rearview mirror and say, finally, after nearly a decade, we've put this man behind us. But guys, I want to be very clear. This is the biggest battle so far in the fight for American democracy, but it will not be the last. It will not be the last. MAGA, unfortunately, guys, as I've said before, and you've probably heard me say this on the old show, has seeped in to many, many places, into many, many states, and to many, many Republican politicians. Think of getting rid of Trump as sort of like surviving a car wreck, right? You'll be in the hospital for a little while. You'll get better. But even when you get out, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some repair. The fight to feel better and 100% won't be over for some time. And guys, that's why I'm telling you now that this next 60 days is so crucial, perhaps the most crucial 2 months in recent or living memory. But that fight will continue on November 6th and beyond. But we'll get to that after we get through Trump. I'm telling you guys, I have not felt this good about the pro-democracy movement in a long time. We have the wind at our back. We have incredible candidates up and down the ballot. We have the union. Go to jointheunion.us that I am now heading up that has thousands of volunteers and incredible teams in every target state. And guys, if we do the work, if we get our voters to the polls, if we convince those soft Republicans and conservative-leaning independents that this is now once again the time, as they did in 2020, as they did in 2022, to take one more vote, not for party, but for country, guys, I don't think we can lose. but I know that we also can't get complacent. And so that's why you'll hear me 3 times a week going through the things that we need to get done with the people that know how to do them. We'll be going through current events. We'll have specials. Next week, we'll have one on the debate between Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump if he shows up. My money's still that he's going to find a way out, but if he shows up, we'll be there for it. And guys, I want to hear from you. In the past, I took listener letters, questions, comments. We're going to do all that again. But for this next 60 days, guys, we're going to focus on the election. We're going to focus on the work we got to get done. And I hope that all of you, if you have not gotten involved in your state or in your community, will do so. There are plenty of ways to get involved. If you live in California but are worried about Michigan, there are plenty of ways to get involved in phone banks or text banks, card writing campaigns to make sure that every vote that can get out does get out this November. We can't lose if we do the work we have to do. Now, guys, it's been an incredible run for Vice President Harris and Governor Waltz. I mean, guys, something I've never seen. Between their momentum and their energy and the money they've raised, I was at the Democratic convention in Chicago. I hadn't been to a Democratic convention. Incredible energy there. Lots of people I'd worked with over the years in this fight, all of them fired up and ready to go. But we should remember that Donald Trump is a guy who was, I hate to be so crass about it, guys, but he was born with a horseshoe up his rear end. He's always been able to find a way to sneak out of trouble. And we have to make sure he can't do that again. He must face the voters. He must face the consequences from voters for his actions and his words and the deeds of those around him and for the things he would do in office. He must face the consequences for his crimes, and there are many of them. And he must face the consequences of history, that this was an aberration, not the normal way that Americans look at politics, look at culture, look at our society, and look at ourselves. We're better than this. But to be better than this, we have to do the work to be the people we know we can and should be, individually, in our communities, in our states, and in our country, because this is the United States of America, the greatest republic humanity has ever known. And she and the things she stands for are worth fighting for. And I know I'm going to be there all day, every day, and I know you're going to be right alongside me. I want to say thank you, guys. We've got some incredible guests coming up this week and weeks to come. We've got some fun stuff that we haven't done before, but I look forward to seeing all of you for the home front. So everybody, before I let you go today, I want you to follow me over on Substack, also at the home front. As always, you can find me on Twitter and TikTok at Reed Galen, on Threads and Instagram at Reed_Galen USA. And please get involved. Go to jointheunion.us and sign up today. We have 1,700 volunteer opportunities. There's something out there for you guys. I hope you'll get involved, and we'll see you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.